All this week, we've been talking about the possibilities of breadfruit. Today, we wind up our pohana with a look at ulu spirits, in particular, breadfruit vodka, Ulukila, which won gold in a recent competition. Royal Hawaii Distillery is located off Dillingham Boulevard here on Oahu, and for the past 5 years has been experimenting with a variety of alcoholic beverages from your locally favorite fruit. The company has won bronze before for its spirits, and its pineapple liqueur recently won silver. We talked to master distiller Karel Khan, who tapped his roots in the Czech Republic and his love for spirits to develop what he hopes will become the tequila of the Pacific.
Yes, we're trying to make this tequila of Pacific, but it's much better on flavor, either on age or age. If it's age as a brandy, it have better quality than age tequila, let's say rum or whiskey together. You will have to try it. And then it's also different if you use a fresh ulu, if you use also, let's say, harvested steam and frozen ulu, or if you use, ulu flour. So again, that will make three different profiles as well, and you will have get aftertaste anything from lemon to guava, and stuff, and anything between. So again, very sophisticated profile from the ulu. Doesn't matter, how you prepare the ulu.
Well, talk about this gold medal that you won. Is that made with fresh ulu?
Well, this one is actually made from a flour made in Samoa. I got FDA permission to import it from Samoa. So I still have about 1,000 pounds of the flour. It's the best flour ever. You can also use it as the best hurricane preparedness food, because if it's dry, it will last 10, 15 years in your dry cabinet. And when it's emergency, you just mix it with water and you will eat it like ulu poi, so you can eat it and you get all the vitamins and amino acid and fiber and stuff like that. So it's almost like space astronaut food. And then if you have any leftover, and if it's hot and it gets fermented, it's even better, because the fermentation will produce alcohol, what will make the disinfection of the ulu in next day or next 30 days. So you can eat the poi like with little beer inside. So again, the best hurricane or any emergency food you can carry in your household.
And it makes the best ulu vodka.
Vodka is a little, overrated, because vodka you can make from ulu, you can make it from whiskey, from potato, sweet potato, from the sugar cane, and it's just ethyl alcohol. What it's distilled over 190 proof and then diluted in 40%. The difference is only with different company, they will put little seasoning there, including citric acid and sugar, so it stays a little different. Or for smoothness, it's extra distillation or extra filtration. So if you are at home and you buy the cheapest $6 vodka and put it over charcoal, you will get $30 vodka. If I get same $6 vodka with one redistillation, it will taste like $200 Grey Goose vodka. So again, vodka can be from anything, because it's stripped from all the flavors and aroma. Our ulu breadfruit is spirit, and spirit means it still have the essence of the body of the original ingredients. So if you have the ulu, it still have the flavors and aroma from the ulu. In vodka, everything is stripped out. So again, we can make the vodka for people, but again, if I make grain vodka, good one, and ulu vodka, there is no difference. But if I make a good spirit or liquor from ulu, or mix it with whiskey or with rum, or make it as brandy, that's when you get all the flavors, aroma, all the sophistication, all the smoothness, all the quality for good cocktails and stuff like that. So again, vodka, it's not so good. Nothing against people who like vodka. It's just pure ethyl alcohol.
Your operation there, at the start of COVID, you stepped up and began making a hand sanitizer, right?
Yes, we have to, because, again, there was a lot of people and essential workers, and they don't have sanitizer. So we cannibalize our good alcohol in order to make the sanitizer. Sanitizer has to be at least 60% of alcohol. that the CDC sanitizer, the WHO sanitizer approved, have to have at least 80%. So, for example, you need two bottles of cheap 80-proof or 40% vodka to get one bottle of 80% sanitizer. So you need to redistill the stuff at least 80% or most likely at 95, then dilute it to 80, and then when you add the glycerol and the hydrogen peroxide, you can get the WHO-approved sanitizer, and that's what the essential workers needed at the start of the COVID because they didn't have time to go to the line to Walmart or Costco and just take chance if they have sanitizer because they work shift or double shift and they have no time for that.
Right. So you stepped up and really filled a need for the community early on when there was a demand for
this. Not only us, we are just tiny distillery, but we help all our neighborhoods. They are another bigger distillery who step more, and they try help as much, even more than us. But we, yes, feel the needs around us to all, let's say, the policemen in our neighborhood and, you know, post offices and, let's say, Army National Guard and Department of Health and, again, all the essential workers, plus the public, whoever needed at the time, at least we have that at the time where, again, nobody else have them.
Right. Well, thank you for doing that for the community. Now, your products, though, you can customize spirits for special occasions, right? For weddings, anniversaries, that kind of thing?
Yes, for birthday, baby luau, you can get it also for your bar, restaurant, club, and in other business. You can get a personalized label. You can get the recipe. So if you like chilled stuff, we put more alcohol, less sugar, stuff like that. If you want to put it into cocktail, we put more sugar, for example, if this is for cocktail making. We can put the flavor. So, for example, our famous ahi tuna fish vodka, and maybe not smell the best, but it's very smooth. You will don't get bad breath when you when you swallow, but you can make the best Bloody Mary ever with that.
Wow.
If you don't like the ahi tuna, you can also use our bacon vodka with nori seaweed vodka. It will make same effect, the best Bloody Mary ever you had in your life.
Well, I'll take your word for it.
You can also like ginger, and you can get ginger spirit into your Moscow Mule.
Oh, there you go. Well, I commend you for your creativity. Hopefully, you're on your way to making Ulu the tequila of the Pacific.
We're trying. It will help also the farmers or anybody who wants to get extra income. It will also help the community, you know, because if people, grow more Ulu, it's again, it's a really rich on starch. You have more starch than corn and rice and potato together. So again, it's good food. And again, the leftover can be distilled for the spirit and vodka and brandy. And again, it might help this local economy. And maybe it can be exported. It could be served in Waikiki hotels as a local specialty. Because again, the visitors usually come, they're looking for locally made alcohol, and the bar and restaurant still serving only all male and stuff, you know, not caring about anybody else. So again, that will be the distinguished service what they can do to help local economy.
That was Master Distiller Karel Khan talking about Ulu Spirits, Ulu Kila, on this Aloha Friday. The distillery is generally open for tasting, but the COVID restrictions could affect that. Best to call and make a reservation. The Bounty vodka products are expected to be available in California and New York, in addition to here in the islands.